Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. My name is Drew Pearson. You are listening to the Pearson Perspective. This is a deep dive into the stories and mindsets of successful business operators and investors. Let's go have some fun. Today, I want to talk about reporting. And I'll be honest with you, this used to be my least favorite part of the job. I used to think, maybe a little pridefully, hey, the deal stands on its own. Trust me. The money shows up. The money's in the bank. Don't worry about it. I got it from here. That is absolutely the worst way to think about reporting. Essentially, our business is built on trust. We sell trust. That is all that we do. There is no better way to build and scale trust than through honest, timely, and consistent reporting. And so I want to kind of break down the two people we typically report to and how we think about that. So let's break it down. The first is from the lender side. I really try to go above and beyond to my lender reporting. The bar is very low, thankfully, and they seem to be all very excited about it. The first thing I learned from a good friend and mentor of mine is always file your tax returns on time and all the schedules when possible. So I always submit my K-1s, personal and business returns on time. That's very important. I usually just send everything before it's requested. And so I'm, you know, come March, early April, all my lenders have all my information along with an updated personal financial statement and REO schedule, real estate owned schedule. On that real estate owned schedule, there's the property address, property type, occupancy, date purchased, loan terms, loan balance, percent of ownership, debt service coverage ratio. So lenders, even if it's not their asset, so lenders have a very clear picture of what we're involved in. I typically send at the end of the year to kind of third quarter, an updated personal financial statement, cash on hand, and real estate owned schedule. So they get that twice a year from me. Now, each month, the lender on the project will get an email from me. Lender investors also get this email, but lenders get it and they are pretty excited about it. It's a constant contact formatted email, an email you probably get from all kinds of other companies that you may subscribe to, but there will be our company logo on it. A very nice professional picture of the property. And below that, we'll have some key metrics. If it's self-storage, it'll be occupancy and cash collected that month, net move-ins or move-outs. We will show cash on hand in the bank, outstanding loan balance. So really quickly, you can have a snapshot of where we are and where we've been with the project. And I'll also include a few sentences of commentary. If it was a record month, I'll typically highlight that. If we've had any capital repairs, rental increases, just kind of a few little snapshots, sound bites, so that you have an idea of what's going on the project. And then at the bottom, I have a little button that says click here for the monthly P&L. So you can look at the profit and loss statement and again, get a very good idea of where we're at. And so lenders love this kind of monthly rhythm. It's every month on the 15th they get that. In addition, we do a quarterly call now. It's either on Google Teams or Zoom. We kind of go through the business plan, go through projections in the last quarter of collected rents and expenses. Just again, gives lenders a feel like they're partners on the project because in a very real sense they are. And what I've found is you'll also learn all kinds of things from lenders just through this, kind of what they're seeing on rates, where their business is headed, and how you can become a better relationship. And at the end of the day, that's what we're doing. We're building trust and building relationships with our lenders, which has downstream effects of better loan terms, quicker turnaround times, quicker answers, because they trust and know you better. And that's what we're really trying to get. The goal here is to pick up the phone with my banker and say, hey, I've got this deal. Do you like it? Yes or no? Where do I need to be? Yes or no? Boom, get it done. That's where I want to be one day. And so we're working towards that. And then the third touch point is just good old-fashioned breaking bread. You know, we try to break bread with our lenders twice a year. Hey, how you kids? How's the family? Just all that kind of good stuff that goes along with looking each other in the eyeballs, breaking bread, saying prayers together. So that's what we do on the lender side and how we think about it. Let's move to the investor side, because again, this is the lifeblood of our business, building and scaling trust with our investors. So investors can expect to get a monthly email from me, just like with the lenders, a nice formatted constant contact email, professional picture, logo, key metrics, and a P&L. And in addition, we are going to try to do some quarterly videos, just like what we do with lenders, to kind of give them an idea of budgeting and where we're headed. But I've found that through these open, honest, and regular communications, people feel very involved. They feel very informed. And that's what we're trying to do here. Thanks so much for listening. I'd love to, if you have any additional ideas on how we can improve our investor reporting or what you're doing for your investor reporting, please let us know. I would really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on Spotify, Apple, or anywhere you're listening or watching to this show. Thanks so much for joining us on this audio adventure. Let's go have some fun.